this question of how to live with an awareness of life's ending is at the heart of the Christian calendar this week. This week that you might know is known as Holy Week. Next Sunday is Easter, the most important holiday of the whole Christian year. Easter gets all of the attention, of course, but for me, this day, today, the day known as Palm Sunday, the story of this day is always the more intriguing mystery of the Jesus story. See, the story goes that Jesus had been away for a while on purpose. He'd been self-isolating, you might say. He'd been keeping away from the threat of crowds. I mean, truly, the threat of the crowds of the authorities in Rome who were looking for him, and just the threat of the crowds, not even threat, just the existence of crowds who wanted things from him. They wanted his wisdom, his teachings, his healing. And so he had been away. He decided to self-isolate for a while. But then, see, Jesus decided to go back 5 days before the holy day of Passover, the Jewish holiday of Passover, this holiday that represents liberation. 5 days before Passover, Jesus walked back into Jerusalem. And he was greeted on his way with palm branches. They were laid at his feet. They created a path for him. It was a common greeting, actually, for kings of the day, kind of like it would be for a red carpet today. Along with the branches, the crowd shouted out, "Hosanna, blessed are you, King." It's kind of like, "We love you." There was a sense of awe and gratitude and praise. All of it was gratitude and praise, that is, until a few days later when those same crowds came to call for his death. So this is the reason that I'm always fascinated by this story. Because I wonder, did Jesus know? Did Jesus know those crowds who had been praising him would then turn out to be the same people who would call for his death? Did he know? Did he make the choice to return knowing that death would be the end? When he walked through the crowds, hearing their cheering, Hosanna, their encouragement, did he already know that they would turn on him? Did he make that choice knowing? Did he care? And was he able to have like just a real moment of joy there? A real moment embracing the fullness of life as he returned to this community that was actually, it was a home for him, knowing that this is always the risk of life, always the path that we are called to. To live fully, even while knowing that life ends. So did he surrender to that moment, to this truth of life? How loss is only possible when there is first love. The more that we feel lost, that means the more love there was, the more love that is, the more potential loss. Did he surrender to that truth? In that choice? Did he know this and decide to forgive the people already? Did he know this and decide to forgive life itself already for being so tangled up, life and death, love and loss? Or was the bitterness actually rising in him? That is, the grief and the anger and the weariness taking hold? I've been thinking about how in these days we are all facing this sort of choice, this sort of invitation to a journey, just as Jesus was facing as he thought about returning to the city. These days, we are all faced with the challenge that is an opportunity to let go of our usual denial and instead to turn towards life in a way that is fully aware of its ending, to turn towards life in a way that's fully aware of death. It is an opportunity to journey with grief more explicitly, that is, more collectively. It is an opportunity to journey with grief more intentionally. I know it is not an opportunity that many of us would have chosen. I know I would not have chosen this either. I've been in all of the places that Terry talked about, all of them, anger and sadness, exhaustion, all of them. I wouldn't have chosen it either. But I know that there is something important here. There is something necessary here. There is a gift here too. When we can collectively tell the truth in the way that Terry described, when we can tell the truth about what life really means, what our lives really mean, as they say, the truth will set us free. There is a kind of freedom on this journey that we are on, in this choice we can make. For the last 40 or more years, for many Sundays, this community, I mean the Foothills community, has finished our services with a song that I think of as a kind of prayer. It's a prayer that asks that we will have the strength to stand face forward and the courage to walk into the dawning day. I've been thinking of this phrase, into the dawning day, because like Jesus, we may not know exactly how all of this will end, but we can say for sure that there are gifts here, there is beauty here, and that we are not alone in this journey. That the day dawns, the light comes, the day offers itself to us still as a gift. And so my invitation to you, I mean to all of us, me included, it's a practice. All of us who are facing this pandemic, which I guess is like it is the whole world. All of us who are mortal, loving other mortals, is to make this journey in a way that integrates rather than obscures life's fragility, integrates rather than obscures our fragility, integrates rather than obscures our vulnerability, integrates grief into gratitude, loss into joy, and abundance. Because all of these things are always true. Not just now, always. This is always the chance and the choice that we are faced with all the time. That is the choice to love, fully love what is mortal, and the chance to walk into the dawning day together. May it be so. Amen.